I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, September 1st. Massachusetts is holding its 2026 primary election today, with the ballot featuring a U.S. Senate contest between Democrats Ed Markey and Seth Moulton, as well as other key races. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Markey is seeking a third full term representing Massachusetts in the Senate. He was first elected to the Senate in 2013 and has been known as a champion of progressive causes like the Green New Deal. Moulton is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who was elected to represent Massachusetts' 6th congressional district in 2014. He's been a disruptor in his party, leading an unsuccessful attempt to stop Nancy Pelosi from becoming House Speaker in 2018. He also ran for president in 2020. There are few policy differences between the two, but Moulton has argued that it's time for a change from Markey, who is 80 years old and has been in Congress since 1976. Markey has said he is as energized as ever, but pledges this would be his last term. The winner will face Republican John Deaton in the general election. And in the 8th Congressional District, Congressman Stephen Lynch is being challenged by attorney Patrick Roth, whose campaign has spent more than $1 million trying to unseat the longtime incumbent from South Boston. On the Republican side, the only notable primary is businessman Mike Minogue versus former MBTA chief Brian Shortsleeve for governor. Minogue won the party's endorsement at the state Republican convention in April. The winner will face incumbent Democratic Governor Mara Healey. 7 Democrats are looking to replace Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey of Quincy, who is not seeking re-election after 16 years in that office. Key issues in that race include the Karen Reed trials and the investigation into Sandra Birchmore's death. And in Suffolk County, Rachel Rollins is running against incumbent District Attorney Kevin Hayden to try to get her old job back. She resigned as U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts in 2023 after an ethics investigation. Here in Quincy, more than 6,300 voters have already cast ballots for today's primary, including 1,011 who participated in early in-person voting at City Hall last week, and over 5,300 mail-in ballots that have been received at City Hall as of noon yesterday. Mail-in ballots are due back at City Hall by tonight at 8 o'clock, and there is a ballot drop box located outside City Hall. Polls are open at all 31 precincts in Quincy today until 8 o'clock tonight. Ward 6, Precinct 5 voters cast ballots at the Nickerson Post on Moon Island Road due to the construction of the new Squantum School. And Ward 4, Precincts 2 and 3 will be back upstairs at the Quincy Lodge of Elks on Quarry Street. City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 20-25% voter turnout for today's primary. 9% have already voted. There are almost 69,000 registered voters in Quincy. Results of the primary in Quincy will be posted on QATV after the polls close. Now, turnout for today's primary hit 10.6% as of 4 o'clock yesterday across the state, accounting for over 550,000 ballots cast by voters in Massachusetts. Of those, over 460,000 were Democratic, over 90,000 were Republican, according to the Secretary of State's office. That is a 10% jump in ballots cast compared to 3 o'clock on Friday, when the turnout rate was 9.6%. Of the 500,000 primary ballots that had been cast by the end of last week, over 416,000 were Democratic and over 83,000 Republican. The Secretary of State's office said voters cast over 71,000 ballots via early in-person voting, which came to a close on Friday. Voters had returned over 479,000 mail-in ballots as of yesterday afternoon. That's almost 67% of the ballots that were mailed out. Now, the Secretary of State predicted the last week that Massachusetts will see a higher turnout this year than in 2022, estimating that Democratic turnout could reach roughly 800,000 voters and Republican turnout about 280,000. The Secretary of State said that it is difficult to predict because voting habits have changed since the last midterm primary. Well, jurors in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial are set to enter their fourth day of deliberations today over whether to hold her criminally responsible for killing her three young children in 2023. The jury began deliberating in secret last Thursday. It has been quiet since then, with no communications to the judge suggesting how things might be going. Clancy, a former labor and delivery nurse, doesn't deny strangling her children, but says postpartum psychosis led her to the actions. Prosecutors argue she knew what she was doing. The 36-year-old Clancy has pleaded not guilty by reason of lack of criminal responsibility. The jury could convict her of murder or manslaughter, or acquit her if they believe her deteriorating mental health was to blame. A conviction could lead to a life prison sentence. If she is acquitted, a judge could still order her confined to a mental health facility if an evaluation determines she is a danger to the public. Clancy's lawyer argued at the trial that she loved her children but killed them because she lost her grip on reality and on herself due to postpartum psychosis, a rare mental illness that can follow childbirth. In the months before the killings, Clancy sought treatment for her worsening mental health, including a stay in a psychiatric hospital. Prosecutors said Clancy strangled the children because she was depressed and tired of living and made a conscious choice to kill them before attempting suicide. The man accused of driving through an Apple store in Hingham, which ultimately killed a 65-year-old man and injured several others, was ordered to continue to be held without bail after appearing in court yesterday. A judge revoked Bradley Rhine's bail on August 17th for violating probation. Rhine was accused of failing an alcohol test, which is a condition of his pretrial release. Other conditions include not driving and giving up his passport. He was charged with second-degree murder and motor vehicle homicide. In November of 2022, Ryan crashed his 2019 Toyota 4Runner into the front of the Apple Store at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham. The crash resulted in the death of 65-year-old construction worker Kevin Bradley of New Jersey. Ryan claimed a software malfunction caused his vehicle to speed up. Prosecutors said an inspection of the vehicle revealed no defects that would have contributed to the crash. The defense said Ryan's memory may impact his competency, and that being incarcerated could make it harder to prepare for trial. Ryan's trial is scheduled to begin in January. A Randolph man is charged with murder following a fatal shooting in Roxbury on Saturday night. 23-year-old Jared Campbell Jr. was arraigned on a charge of first-degree murder yesterday. Campbell was arrested shortly after the shooting, which occurred at about 9:20 Saturday night in front of 306 Warren Street, according to the Suffolk County DA's office. The victim, 28-year-old Junior Manuel Sosa Fernandez, was shot multiple times and died at a local hospital. Campbell's being held without bail and is set to reappear in court for a probable cause hearing on September 29th. Governor Healey yesterday joining the family of Boston firefighter Matthew Troy, fellow firefighters and legislative leaders for a ceremonial signing of legislation honoring his service and providing accidental death benefits to his wife, Rachel Troy. Matthew Troy was raised in Quincy and dedicated his career to protecting the people of Boston. He died 2 years ago at the age of 32 from a cancer connected to his service as a firefighter. Because his diagnosis came just 4 months short of the time frame required under state law, his family did not automatically qualify for accidental death benefits. Troy was also a Marine Corps veteran. The legislation, an act providing accidental death benefits for the surviving spouse of a former firefighter of the city of Boston, sponsored by Senator Nick Collins and Representative Dan Hunt, allows Rachel Troy to receive the benefits that she would have been eligible for had Matthew's cancer diagnosis met the statutory time frame, including a payment based on his retirement contributions and continued health insurance coverage. A Holbrook woman narrowly avoided missing out on a six-figure lottery prize, claiming a winning mass cash ticket just days before it was set to expire. The Massachusetts State Lottery announced that Marjorie Daly claimed a $100,000 mass cash prize from the game's August 29, 2025 drawing. Daly claimed her winnings on August 27, 2026, just 4 days before the one-year deadline for claiming the prize. According to the lottery, Daly said she plans to use the money to help her friends. The winning ticket was purchased at T Square Food Shop on North Franklin Street in Holbrook. The retailer will receive a $1,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. Mass Cash and other draw game winners have 1 year from the drawing date to claim their prizes. Any unclaimed lottery prizes are returned to the lottery's net profit fund, which is distributed to all 351 cities and towns across Massachusetts. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 374 points. The Nasdaq dropped 31, and the S&P fell 25. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $91 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Seattle 9-8 in 10 innings at Fenway last night. Series continues tonight at 6:45. The National Weather Service forecast for today: rain and showers throughout the day with a high around 70 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 66. Tomorrow, cloudy, maybe a spot shower, high of 72. More rain, maybe some thunderstorms Thursday, high 75. Friday, partly cloudy, high 79. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, wind southeast, 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15 knots, high tide 2:54 p.m. Sunrise 6:09, sets at 7:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, September 1st.